Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and we're joined by Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. She joins us on Wednesday mornings. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We all who travel west on the Thruway know about the old beech nut plant as you pass Canajoharie, and there was a tour of the facility yesterday. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, about 4 years ago, beech nut closed that facility and moved east into eastern part of Montgomery County for a brand new facility that's still in operation, but the old building is still out there doing nothing. A bunch of people, including Congressman Chris Gibson, toured it yesterday, found some dead birds, broken glass. It's just in a state of ruin. Now the town officials want to figure out what to do with this. When beech nut left, Canajoharie, the village in which the plant sits, lost 75% of its water budget, 75% of its sewer budget, and 10% of its general fund budget. It's also lost 300 jobs. The hulking white factory has been nothing but a headache for the mayor. And also a silent reminder to anyone on a downtown sidewalk that there were better economic times a while ago. Two subsequent owners have failed to pay property taxes or deliver on promises of redevelopment for the site, leaving Montgomery County with $573,000 in unpaid taxes. Now Montgomery County is moving forward with foreclosure. They figure it will cost at least $6 million to demolish the property and clean up any contamination that might be there. Study is now beginning to better establish that cost and pinpoint where the areas of environmental concern might be. On Tuesday, Village of Canajoharie Mayor Francis Avery toured the building with County Executive Matt Asenforth and Congressman Gibson in an effort to galvanize support for the project, which will almost certainly require state and federal funding. County executives say they want to turn the place into a place of hope once again, and they believe they can do this. Both he and Gibson framed the redevelopment of the site as not just an economic issue, but as a moral issue. They said that they needed to do what's right for the village and for this county. Locals say the site is a prime location for development. It's 26 acres, sits along the Mohawk River, just off Thruway Exit 29. It's got existing water, sewer, gas, and electricity. The village built up its sewer and water facilities to help beech nut grow, so they can handle a city of 50,000 people. That's not how many people live there now. The second phase of that redevelopment project should begin shortly. Officials are optimistic, but next time you drive along the Thruway, think of what might be a good redevelopment use for that property.
We've been talking to Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories, you can go to dailygazette.com, and some very interesting photos as well of the tour yesterday. Judy, thanks.
Thanks, David.